for people in the neighborhood. And Jen Uecker with us this morning, wearing a different hat than you were wearing yesterday. We're not going to be talking about puppies and kittens. Today we're going to be talking about my second favorite thing in the whole wide world, which is...
Blizzards?
Blizzards and ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We have Miracle Treat Day.
So Miracle Treat Day is what everybody's going to have known it as for the last... many, many years nationwide. It's a nationwide fundraiser for Dairy Queens, raising money for Children's Miracle Network and their local children's hospital.
Right.
This year's a little bit different for safety reasons and different state laws and everything. Dairy Queen as a company had canceled the event nationwide. South Dakota Dairy Queens got together and said, no, we're not going to let that happen. This is way too important to raise a significant amount of money for the kids in our state that need us at Sanford Children's Hospital. So the name this year is South Dakota Sweet Miracles. Just about every Dairy Queen in South Dakota is participating.
Mm-hmm.
Each store will have things set up just a little bit different based on their own safety protocols they have in place and what their community has set for them. But the event is still happening, and it is Thursday, July 30th. So coming up 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, and people can put in their orders early, right?
They can. Something brand new this year. We've got a website going on, which is fantastic. So basically what we're doing is, because we are still drive-through only, it's going to be pre-orders. You can pre-order on the website, pre-order your Blizzards or Blizzard coupons. We have a volunteer set up to deliver those orders. So you can pre-order for your office, your home, your wherever you want to send them to, and we will deliver those to you on Miracle Treat Day. Okay. You can come down to the store and go through the line just like usual. But regardless of how you do it, whether it's a pre-order of Blizzards, a Blizzard through drive-through, or the Blizzard coupons, $1 from every Blizzard sold goes to Children's Miracle Network. And our benefiting hospital is Sanford Children's Hospital. So that money goes directly to Sanford Children's Hospital in Sioux Falls.
Bar none, one of the most delicious fundraisers ever.
Absolutely.
It really is. You know, and I've gone in my stages with my Blizzards. I really have. And to look at me, I'm mostly Blizzard. Okay, I tell you what, you know, I started off with the M&M.
Okay.
Back in like late 1980s, I really don't want to say that, but nonetheless, back then, and then I graduated to the Snickers.
Okay.
And then before we got the Dairy Queen back in town here, I saw the strawberry royal cheesecake blizzard.
Yep,
I'm going,
that's a good one.
I got to try that. So then I tried that, and I was hooked on that for a while. Then I went back to M&M, just because I'm a truest. And then I went back to Snickers. Now, how many different flavors of blizzards do we have?
Yeah, there's your standard candies, you know, the M&M, Butterfinger, Oreo, Reese's. Snickers is back. It was gone for a while, back by popular demand.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the signature recipes, you know, the turtle pecan, the cookie dough, things like that.
And then you do seasonal ones,
and
too.
And then we see, yep, summer Blizzard menu, fall Blizzard menu, and then there's a Blizzard of the Month, which is what I brought for you today.
Okay.
And it is the drumstick. If you have not tried this,
I have not tried that.
Fantastic. Our supplies are very, very limited. We will be out of those very soon. But that is our current Blizzard of the Month right now.
Okay. This is the drumstick.
Drumstick.
From the top, it looks like an Oreo, but it's not.
Right. It is chopped nuts, our chocolate cone coating, and then little chocolate-covered waffle pieces. You know the bottom of the drumstick that's filled with chocolate? That's like the favorite bite of the drumstick treat? That's what is in there, and it is wonderful. It's probably one of my favorite blizzards we've had.
Can you think of a better job to have than somebody that dreams up blizzard flavors?
Yes. Yes. Somebody like me who gets to sell them and give them to everybody. Yes, that's my favorite. While it'd be fun to be in research and development, I get to see the smiling faces on people. All day, every day.
You've gone through the R&D already. Now you've already got, okay, everybody likes this one. So that's when you see it. So,
that's
okay.
Right.
I want to know some of the failed ideas. That's what I want to know. Okay, so this is going to be coming once again at Dairy Queen. Okay, how do folks go ahead and get their Blizzards ordered up?
Okay, so I'm going to get this out on our Facebook page today. There is a website that you can go to, super simple to use. You just go in, you select your favorite Dairy Queen, select pickup or delivery. There's a few throughout the state that are delivering. We have wonderful volunteers who are going to deliver for us. And I will post a QR code on our Facebook page that will take you directly to that website. You can also text Miracle to 51555, and it will take you directly to that website.
All right.
Also.
So, and I love the fact that South Dakota is doing what we're doing, and we're just pushing through this thing. And we're not We're not going to be hindered by it.
Right.
We're going to push through it.
Last year, our events, you know, we've had bouncy houses, we've had magicians, we've had singing princesses, we've had all kinds of things. And of course, those things won't happen because of the current, you know, conditions. We're in safety reasons and such, but we're going to keep plugging along and see what we can raise for the kids.
All right. I'm excited. I'm excited to give this thing a try and see how this thing is because, I mean, you freeze these things. I mean, you make quite a bit of them in advance, don't you?
We do. Yeah, all these pre-orders will be made, you know, the night before, so they're ready for pickup, ready to go, and then we'll be making them, you know, right there fresh in store for the people waiting in line at drive-thru. We'll also have a couple of tables outside, one in the parking lot and one over. Napa has graciously allowed us to use some space over in their parking lot. We're going to call those the outdoor blizzard stores. We've got a couple of deep freezes. We'll have some of our basic flavors ready to go. Swing on through, grab one or two or 20 and head back to wherever you need to go.
So they don't have to all be pre-ordered. I mean, right. People can just kind of, you know, yeah. I'm jonesing for a blizzard right yeah. now and just stop by.
Right. And absolutely, you know, and that's a good point. Blizzard coupons, I touched on that, but I didn't really explain what those are. So you can buy blizzard coupons also. Again, you can buy one, you could buy 100. Same price as a small blizzard. $1 for the blizzard goes to the cause, but you can use those coupons forever. They never expire. They're valid the day after Miracle Treat Day. And they're good forever. So we have businesses use them and just keep them in their desk drawer for staff appreciation, client appreciation, just treating the office every other Thursday. You know, so it's a great way to give to the cause but not have to eat 24 blizzards on July 30th.
You know, we had that not all that long ago where I think the staff got treated. Yeah. I think we did. Cause
coupons bought last year.
Coupons bought last year.
And say, yeah. Great day for a treat. Absolutely.
And by the way, I really enjoyed that. I felt like I was really, you know, a treasured employee yeah. when that happened. So
right.
if the boss wants to do that
yeah.
again anytime soon, but it's a great morale booster.
It is. And I've got people reaching out to me right now wanting to, you know, client appreciation. They'll buy them, send them out with their business cards, a little thank you to their customers, things like that. It's a great way to give back to the kids and to our cause, and then also show your appreciation to, you know, your customers, your staff, your clients, whoever.
Okay, Jen, let's talk once again about how people go ahead and pre-order their blizzards and any other pertinent information that we need to do.
All right, so the website's a little tricky to find through the Sanford Foundation, so I'm going to post a QR code on our Facebook page a little bit later today. Scan that QR code, takes you right to the website. Otherwise, you can text MIRACLE to 51555, and that will give you a link to go right directly to that website also.
Okay, and get them all pre-ordered, and doesn't matter what flavor, doesn't matter
the
anything.
The website
like that.
Is limited to, I think there's 5 or 6 flavors on there, but then also I'll also be sending out some letters to chamber members that can use pre-orders, and there's a few more options there as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we keep those pre-orders kind of simple because we do them by the hundreds, minimum of 10 for delivery, and... Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm excited. Yeah, because
I was pretty bummed when the event there was a chance that it wasn't going to happen. So now I am very excited that it's back on.
Yep, and we want to prove to everybody that we can raise a whole lot of money in South Dakota.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So Jen Uecker once again from Dairy Queen, and it is not Miracle Treat Day. It's
South Dakota Sweet Miracles.
South Dakota Sweet Miracles. And again, check out the Facebook page for Dairy Queen. The QR code's going to be there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, we thank you for coming in this morning and talking with us, Jen, and we look forward.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.